UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Who is he on with there?
Your boy, Sweezy.
Was that Sweezy?
Yeah. Sweezy just puts a quarter in the Streeble machine and he just goes, man. He just winds up his boy Big Rig, as Sweezy likes to call James.
I'll tell you what, he is wired. I don't know what he's on, but he is wired.
And James Streeble.
You all pee down your leg against Southern. Duke's going to run you all by 100 points. Kentucky's going to run you by 75 points.
I would
That's
settle
big.
Down
no,
over
I,
there.
I will not. I will not.
There.
Kentucky These guards are far superior. They don't have one player, Andy, the caliber of Oscar Tshiebwe in the post. Not one.
You're foaming at the mouth right now. Malik Williams
don't even want to play basketball. He doesn't even want to play. Why didn't you play? Like, well, I wasn't bringing it at practice. Bro, you've been there 5 years.
How do they bench Malik?
Because they're incompetent.
That made me sad.
They're incompetent.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Goodness, Paolo Del Piccolo will join us in 45 minutes here on The Take on ESPN 680 1057. Hey, a big reminder, check out our good friends at RGB Home Theaters. You can find them online right now, rgbhometheaters.com. Red, green, blue, rgbhometheaters.com. You can check out some of their work. You can get a free estimate. Personalized, top-notch service. Bring that movie theater experience to your home today and do so with our good friends at RGB Home Theaters. They're engineers by trade. They can tell you what you need viewing-wise, and then they specialize in that full Dolby Atmos experience, just like the movie theater do what many, many of our staff members and listeners have done. It's RGB HomeTheaters.com. Good God, we have a two-sided sound sheet today.
Holy smokes.
I mean, we got to get to some of this here, Jack, this segment. So pick out a couple things that are good. We'll get to it here in a moment. I mean, we got blank.
Digging Issel or blank?
I mean, let's get to blank this segment.
And we'll save the Issel missiles for later.
Yeah, then we'll save the Issel missiles.
There's multiple Issel missiles today.
Well, I mean, there's two things here, Streeple.
Yeah.
Okay, that are bothering me.
Oh, well, you're being bothered.
And it's not even the author's fault. It's just circumstances.
Okay.
When I am out here in the desert and we're coming up with topics,
right,
and we're doing summer sports talk radio, we're doing a damn good job. Okay?
We are.
You understand?
It's been fun.
We're going to keep you entertained.
Yeah.
But two things happened, one of which you may not have seen. Number one, Justin Rowland gave his 2022 UK football game-by-game predictions.
I saw this.
Okay?
Yes.
And again, this is not against him. Cats Illustrated.
Yep.
Okay?
It's a free one. You can actually look at this for free.
You can look at this one. And he's got Kentucky going, what is it?
9-3,
5-3 in the SEC. He's got you losing 33-20 to Georgia. He's got you losing 35-28 to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got you losing 31-27 at Ole Miss. Okay?
Yeah.
So hang on. So we have that. And I want to get to that because I think you agree with that.
Yes, mostly I agree with. There's one on that I'm hedging on a little bit.
There's one you're hedging
that
on.
That I want to give him a win.
Is it Ole Miss? or yes. Tennessee.
Okay.
It's Ole Miss.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
The other thing is your boy Jack Pilgrim.
I haven't seen the Pilgrim stuff.
Okay. Pilgrim was, you know, murmurings from camp, from basketball practice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have something on Damian Collins. All the Damian Collins stuff I've seen has been positive. But if you've seen something
I've
that's
seen
negative.
Something that's not okay, negative, then
we can,
but it's
well, then we can
lacking.
Get to it because I did yeah. not see that.
Yeah.
He says the Toppin, Reeves, Kaysen Wallace, and Livingston have emerged.
Yeah.
Well, see, in my mind, I combine that with Damian Collins, and I'm like, that's basically the team.
Yeah, well, like the whole team.
Because
yeah.
I've also heard, and Jack, you'll love this, a C.J. Frederick can't miss, and that Wheeler's body's different, and now I'm
Wheeler
like...
Wheeler does look different.
Yeah, but now I'm like, except for being taller.
Right,
but now
but
I'm like...
he's thinner. He's
yes,
slimmed
he
down.
Yes, he is. But now I'm like, okay, so... We've listed like 7-8 names now.
Right.
Yeah, that's
so what you're saying yes. is Wheeler's now a stick and he's just going to be pushed aside.
Now he's going to be
no,
pushed
he's
aside.
He's faster. He's even faster than he was,
right.
Jack.
That matters.
He's
going to
be able
he's
to get through.
So he can get into the lane and not do anything?
Get the lane.
Because he'll be clogged up with bigs?
He's going to dish it to Kaysen
okay.
Wallace for a dunk.
So there we... So, no, he would give it to a big anyway.
No, Kaysen Wallace is trailing him.
Is he trailing
he's
him?
Trailing
are we
him?
Doing X's and
boom.
O's?
Boom.
You're
there
saying
you go.
Kaysen Wallace is chasing him down.
He'll be chasing him down.
He'll chase him down.
He'll look across over his shoulder. He'll see Kaysen Wallace flying through the lane.
Oh, you're
little
doing it
bounce
again.
Pass. Beep. Bang.
20
boom.
And 10. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, so
no.
I am trying to mine content.
Yeah.
Okay? And I see those things and I go, I don't think I can do anything with 9-3. Like, Roland, I need you to go 10-2 or 8. I need you to go 11-1.
Yeah.
I need you to go 8-4.
You need
9-3.
Full Birdman.
Yeah. I mean, I can't do anything with that.
No.
I need you to do my job.
I was a little let down.
And 9-3 doesn't do my job.
I was a little let down myself when I was looking
then,
through it. And I was
and
like,
then if
this
you
is what I have.
Kentucky practice murmuring, Jack, every player is better. And I'm like, okay. Like, yeah. I can't get anything when I hear that every player. Are sticking out. And so this is where we are. Shame on you. What's a Sea of Blue doing? Come on. What's Markham doing?
I don't know.
What's Gershon doing?
I don't know. I will
what
say,
are you doing? Come on.
I'll say this. So let me find it. There's the main
which
board.
Which one? The main board.
All right. So there was a little, you know.
Are you a gold member on there? Are you still a silver member?
I guess I'm still silver.
What a bum. What are you doing? Become
a
gold member.
I'm not.
You have to pay more?
I think
you have to talk
is,
on there.
You've
got to go
yeah,
back
you
and forth.
You've got to go do a little more.
You have to go back,
back
and forth.
Forth. Some, yeah, exactly. Some.
Why don't you let's post something right now? Why don't you post something
Wait,
right now?
Post.
Well, Jack, what should we post? To
I post
about Samir Wheeler.
I posted something today about Damian Collins.
Yeah, say hey guys, are you worried with Wheeler losing weight? He's going to be pushed around by physical SEC guards, and then just name a couple.
Something's
just pick
going
a Tennessee
here.
Guard, and I don't know Arkansas. Arkansas always has good
yeah,
players.
Yeah, I don't. Something's going on here.
Oh, here we go.
Something's going on here.
Streeble, what do you need here? Do you want me to text this to you?
All of a sudden, the forum that I go on to the most, and I'm not giving anything away, is not there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you? Which one is it? Wait
the
a minute.
The House of Blue. It's
everyone
the biggie.
Stop
it's
everything.
The big one.
Are you telling me that the House of Blue right now has been... don't tell me it's been erased.
Look.
Did the
I'll
Russians do this?
I don't know. Look.
Putin?
Look. There's usually the House of Blues at the very top.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Gone. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what's happening here. I'm confused.
The website's down. I can't go to Cats Illustrated.
Oh, you can't go to Cats
no,
Illustrated?
No, I spelled it wrong.
Oh,
hang
okay.
On.
Coach is gone.
Now, I don't know. What
Coach is gone.
Do you have?
No, I don't have.
Oh, okay.
No. I live through
Coach
you.
Is gone.
Okay.
I have enough BBN gas bags to send me things that are going on.
Yeah,
in there.
The conversations are gone. I don't know if the website's down or. Oh, this is Rivals. Okay, that's why. I was getting scared there for a second. I was worried. I was like, what happened to my stuff? And it was the main Rivals site. There it is. Formal. Woo, forums. House of Blue. I'm good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez. I was worried there for a second. No, it's here. I did have a
hang on, Jack. Is he doing good radio or bad radio? I think we went into bad radio
yeah,
there. Like,
yeah.
Where it's not good radio.
I was,
like, you're worried about Cats Illustrated.
And it's good to go, though.
But it's
no,
good
I,
to
I,
go.
I did comment today.
What did you comment?
Damian Collins, I just said.
Okay, so what happened with Damian Collins?
Okay, basically, you know, they're giving a rundown, you know, similar
David
to Pilgrim.
It's Sisk.
No, it's Graf.
Okay, it's Graff.
He's giving his rundown of what he's seen with
the team. We need to have Sisk on again. He's got a very nice southern voice,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
When you were off.
He's like a teacher, like a minister or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a coach.
By the way, did you see how many JCPS teachers they ratify quit? Like the number's staggering.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Like, it's, like, critically bad.
Oh, well, I know, like, in Oldham, like, bus drivers are bad, too. Like, they can't, like, Oldham County is, they're changing their entire schedule, like, when they start the day and when they end the day.
Yeah, but which
they don't have enough Oldham.
But which Oldham County doesn't need buses?
There's
14-year-olds driving Ferraris.
That's true, yes.
What is it where the 15-year-olds have Ferraris?
They have South Oldham, where Bobby went. Bobby went.
Over here, Bobby.
Was hoping to get a little more from the staff on Damian Collins. I think if he becomes a 5-star player, he was recruited.
Then this team can be elite. Was hoping he took the major step.
Yeah, because the... Oh, someone sent it to you?
Yeah, I got it.
You got it. But yeah.
We got to stop everything, Jack.
What?
Picture straight.
It's me and my wife.
People's avatar on Cats Illustrated is him and his wife at the exchange in New Albany.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't know why that gets me. I don't know. I feel like it needs to be you doing an L's Doubt or something.
No, it's
it should be the photo of you and Kellen at the Rope Drive game at the M Center giving the L's Doubt.
I would never put my wife on an avatar
for a message board.
No one said anything to me.
On the message board.
Yeah, I'm sure you know you get mad at that stuff.
But
0 to 100. Like one guy said something about you need to learn how to make love or something on the text line 2 days ago. He's a bummer.
But I'm a
you wanted to fight him? You did this entire thing?
But these are fellow BBN members.
That doesn't mean anything.
They're nice to me.
They're terrible.
They're not.
They're terrible.
But good things said
to me. So what happened here?
Basically, a
silver member?
Yeah. So basically, like, he gives, like, this great rundown of all these players. And, like, it's like, you said great. Here's Damian Collins.
It's something. I didn't say it was great. I said it was available.
What?
Well, no, you said
no,
that,
I'm saying like
that
the,
they're saying
the
everyone's
rundown.
Great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, the rundown is very positive.
Yes, and then you get to Damian Collins and just Damian Collins doing some good things. And I read that and I was like, huh? I was like, no. I was like, we don't need Damian Collins to do some good things. We need Damian. So Graff and Pilgrim are battling, I guess, over Damian Collins and what they're hearing or seeing from Damian Collins. One's telling one story, one's telling the other story.
Do you know which side they're on?
It sounds like Graff is on the, not on the Damian Collins train. It's like he's improved very much at all.
Oh, okay.
Just doing some good things. That's all he said.
Okay, so do you know this? Because this may get back to the guys, and I don't want them to be misrepresented. Graff is on the side, not wild right now, off-season of Damian Collins.
Correct.
Okay,
yes,
gotcha.
I'm looking right at
and
it.
And Sisk is, or and Pilgrim is the other way.
The other way.
Pilgrim's like, saying there is...
He's a beast.
There is improvement from Damian Collins.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Graff didn't say anything negative, but okay. I was expecting more than doing some good things. Like, he goes into depth.
That doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
Like, as Bobby V would say, G, for a fat girl, you don't sweat a lot.
Right.
That's a Bobby V saying. That's not me.
That's not you. But everybody else has, like, a nice breakdown of what they're doing, how they've improved their game, you know, what's different about what they're bringing to the table. And with Kaysom Wallace and Chris Livingston, obviously, like, what's the new dimension they bring? And at the very end, just Damian Collins is doing some nice things. And that's it. And that didn't stoke positivity.
Is that because he's a returning player, though?
No, but Sevier Wheeler, like, what they had said about him, way more.
Okay.
About Toppin.
Okay.
More about Oscar.
Because it's easier to talk about the newcomers.
Yes.
That's what Pilgrim did. He's like, hey, there's, you know, here are the newcomers, okay? These are guys you haven't seen play. Kaysom Wallace, Chris Livingston.
Right, yeah. but there's breakdowns on Wheeler, Toppin, Oscar, and even Reeves. Like, there's more on Reeves than Damian Collins.
Yeah, I don't need that.
What, Reeves?
I just don't need that breakdown.
Did you see where the...
I want to know how he fits in the game,
I don't want to know what Antonio Reeves looks like until game one.
Until game one?
I'm being serious. I don't want to know. I'm like, oh, that must be him. Like, I don't want to have any idea.
I just want to be serviceable. I don't want to hear that he's great or he's lights out. I want him to be a good backup option. That's what he needs to be, a good backup option.
Did you see Borzello today?
Oh, boy.
No, what did Borzello do?
Oh, boy.
So he updated his preseason top 25.
Yeah. Okay.
And he has projected starting lineup with every team.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I didn't see this at all.
Would you like to hear Kentucky's?
Okay, well, hang on. I'm going to go with...
I guess.
I'm going to go with Wheeler.
Yep, that's what I got. I got Wheeler.
Boy, does he have the guts to put C.J. Fredericks in the starting lineup? So, no.
I'm going to say Wheeler.
So, Wheeler, Wallace...
I'm going to go Wheeler, Wallace, Oscar, obviously.
Toppin.
Wow.
Livingston?
Yeah, it's going to be Livingston then, yeah.
And then Collins. Nice. No. Wheeler,
who's it going to be?
Oscar, Livingston. Does he have Reeves?
He has Reeves.
Okay.
Which I don't see happening at any level for two reasons.
Either.
One, he's not going to play Livingston at the four.
No.
And two, there's an issue if Reeves is starting.
Yes. No, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. I don't believe... Borzello's one of those guys, though, that
he's a soccer guy.
He's enamored
by... He's like
a
Jeff Greer guy.
He likes the numbers of the mid-major guys.
I mean, like,
he very much likes the... Like, when Antonio Reeves scores 22 points, Borzello's like, yeah, he's going to do that at Kentucky. Where I'm the opposite. He's like, no, he's going to score, like, 12.
Yeah, he also still has Miller Kopp starting for Indiana.
Yeah, so there you go. Borzello is enamored with those dudes.
Are there any Indiana blogs posting how Miller Kopp's offseason's going?
Yeah. Oh, that's I want to find
a daily Miller Kopp update.
Yeah, how's he doing?
I don't think we could do a daily one, but if you know anyone in Bloomington, I would love to have eyes on Miller Kopp to do something. Yeah. I don't know what that would be.
You got connections.
Yeah, I'll text some people.
I like that.
There we go. I'll text some people. Nice.
Since we're doing it, something by the name of this College Basketball Report. CBK report.
College Basketball report. Okay.
Well, Treble's not going to like this one.
You saw this?
Yeah.
They came up with their top 25 front courts.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be stupid.
Their top 25 front courts. Well, number one, UNC.
Okay. Okay.
Number two, Indiana.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Number three, Creighton.
Oh, please.
Number four, Kentucky.
That's ridiculous. It should be UNC, Kentucky in some order. UNC, Kentucky in some order.
Creighton. What's the guy?
Baylor Shireman.
Again, another guy they're all enamored with. They just all love Baylor Shireman so much
that
his ass ended up at Creighton. Not Duke, not Kentucky, not Kansas.
Not Arizona.
Not Arizona. All these big-time schools that they were going to take Baylor Shireman and just be awesome, and he ends up at Creighton, the Blue Jays. I mean, get out of here with Creighton and Baylor Shireman, who can't do a damn thing against a real team. Like, I so didn't want that dude. I'm so glad they didn't get him.
You would have convinced yourself.
I would not have.
You would have.
Jack, you know how I feel about that? Like, I'm not excited about Antonio Reeves. I'm not buying that I want him to be a backup. A good backup.
I think you would have done what you did the one day with Drew Timmy when there was the fantasy of,
joke. I mean, no one knew. No one expected Drew Timmy. And no, I wouldn't have been like, oh, Baylor Shireman. No, to prove it. Because, again, you saw him against Alabama. Alabama was nothing special last year.
Yeah.
Couldn't do a damn thing against Alabama.
All right, a texter says
I'm
this.
I'm with you on that.
And we can't fact check this. He says, I watch UK practice Saturday at the Kraft Center.
Oh.
The Illinois State transfer is the real deal.
The real deal is what? I want to see it. I'm not going to say a word until I see it. I'm with you.
You don't need to be embarrassed.
I didn't buy into
Reeves ends up starting, you don't need to be embarrassed.
Now, if he's good,
it's all about who the best player is.
If he's good and he starts, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with him starting if he's good enough. But there has to be a little, you know, hesitancy.
To be sold on it.
There's a hesitancy there, yes, because I think there's better players on the team right now other than Reeves, and that's why I'm hesitant about it.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to play one of those cupcake games against Siena or something.
30.
He's going to have 30.
Yeah.
Livingston's going to struggle.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to jump on the Reeves
bus. Train. Yes.
That could happen.
It could happen. Absolutely. I'm just not buying Reeves until I see it. I'm not.
All right, Jack, before we take a break here, what sound do we have? What sound do we want to play here?
We'll play some blank sound.
You want to play some blank sound?
All right, we'll do a little blank.
All right, well, what do we have?
I heard he was in full, like victimhood mode today.
Yes.
And he was on it, man. He's playing some hits. And I knew where Drew was because I've been there.
And there's nothing Drew can do.
Well,
yes.
There's not that there's nothing Drew can do, but also it's like, It is summer radio.
Right. What do I do here?
And Strebel's going to rant about Antonio Reeves. We got to give him the time.
And Blaine's going to
talk about Florida needing to fill out their diapers. What else do I have?
It's going to take up time on a segment, and let's just roll with it.
Yeah. Florida's losing players. Alabama's losing players. And they're all filling up their diapers. You know, whatever. You know, don't talk to me about other places getting players that you think that you're entitled to. Get out of here. Wipe up your booty and move on. All right? Change out the diaper, and it's time that this – now, guess what, Florida? Now everybody's coming.
Yeah.
Now, now your tradition, your facilities, all these other things going on, that doesn't matter. Who's paying?
The best part of that is he was a victim all morning.
Yeah,
and he's
a bully.
To not be the victim. Well, keep him going,
Texas
Jack.
Texas says, why isn't Payne going to Spain? I don't know.
I don't know.
He's dispatching his garrison. I don't know.
There's nine players here that he needs to attend to.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, attend to? I thought they're all playing in the Badass Smith League, the Smith Gym, the pickup game. Wait, of all pickup games.
Jack, do you know what the Smith League is? Can someone help me? Because I'm seeing, I mean, it's state of Louisville. Like
Jalen Withers
like
catching an alley-oop, a dunk.
And it's like in, they're tearing up the Smith League.
It looks like they're in a Baptist church gym.
No, it looks like they're in a small gym, like yes. River Valley Middle School, but yeah. I don't know what it is.
No, they're all playing in this league.
I've never heard of this before.
I haven't either, anyway. But yeah, I mean, Kenny Payne's got to go to the Smith League and watch his guys play. I mean, come on. He doesn't have nine. And it's sad that you have only nine players to attend to, too, Blank, but that's another story.
They're criticizing us for having Lambos. Yeah, your coach is sitting on the lap of a recruit. My recruit's sitting in a Lamborghini without a coach in his lap. You have slides in your training room. Slides and waterfalls. You're gonna talk to me about having a Bentley on campus? Come on. He's not real. It's not real. If he was real, what he said, that as soon as we start paying college athletes, I'm going to quit. He should quit.
I agree. The
clock's ticking. Yep. Or what you say is you don't ever say that. You don't say, if we pay college athletes, I'm going to have to figure out a way to adjust. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to figure out a way to how to wrap my head around that because we've never done that as a program, blah, blah, blah. But that's not what he said. He said, I'm going to quit. And then he didn't quit.
It's like all the actors. I'm going to move to Canada.
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is, Dabo. Yeah. Why didn't you quit?
Dieter's Captain America. Let the door hit you on your ass.
If you don't want to celebrate the 4th of July, move to damn Canada. Right. We like all the actors that fake like they're going to.
Like they're going to.
Go ahead and do it. If you don't want to celebrate the 4th of July.
They do what we call the Dabo swing. They say they're going to move, and then they never actually move. They say, like Dabo says he's going to quit, but he never actually quits. But dishonesty is something that they really excel in at Clemson. And I know that you love the dishonesty of Clemson.
Oh. Okay, so Diener wouldn't like this. There's a part of me that wishes I was born in Canada because
really?
I was born in Niagara Falls. Literally, it's right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, then it'd be easier. I mean, I have dual citizenship.
You would have dual citizenship. That would
be
awesome.
That'd be something neat.
Yeah, it would be like Kyle Wilcher.
Then I would sneak over.
Yeah, you'd be like Kyle Wilcher. You'd go back and forth.
I would sneak over.
There's one for ACC Media Days. You and Ennis sitting there at Charlotte Ballroom, sitting there right there, you're interviewing Dabo. So you said that when we start paying college athletes, you were going to quit. You're still a coach here.
Okay, we find
the $11 million a year? You don't want to do that?
Okay.
Or were you just talking out of your butt that your players
stop. I've let you play your bingo card too far.
You give me Commissioner Phillips. We'll be talking. What's up with this weak television conference that's going to put us at a competitive disadvantage for the next century?
No, my bigger issue would be, why don't you want a damn playoff?
Yes, why are you an obstructionist?
Yeah, why are you an obstructionist?
Obstructionist.
Exactly what I'd be asking him, because that's just... I don't get it.
I like the talking out of your butt.
You should also ask the commissioner. Oh, when you do like a second on the clock, you didn't issue a statement for the football program when they played Wake Forest, but you did for the basketball program.
Jeez.
What's the key difference there?
Like okay, a statement.
I'll wait for you to do these things.
I'll be happy to do this to the commissioner.
Like,
absolutely.
I want you to have the one-on-one with the director of officiating.
When Virginia women's basketball decides that they're not going to fly here and they just are just not going to play, and Louisville has to eat all the tickets and parking and revenue and refund it to all their people. What's the fine for Virginia? What's the financial repercussion for the team who decided not to come? Why was there never anything done about that, Commissioner Phillips?
No, that's a fair question.
Well, here's what needs to happen.
What about the tickets that Kentucky could have sold to the basketball game that
need,
you quit on?
We need to. This is the biggest point here.
Yeah.
I don't think Blank and our Diener and or Ennis will do this.
No.
But I need Blank to interview Jim Phillips.
Yeah, Diener's right.
If we're talking about the content.
Yeah.
Content is king. That's what they say in the business.
Right.
You tell me.
I'd rather hear Blank and Baker.
If Blank balls out and grills Jim Phillips,
it makes national news.
That's all sorts of awesome.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't and he bends the knee to Jim Phillips, that's awesome as well.
Absolutely.
I feel like we're in a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
With Blank and Jim Phillips.
I like how Drew turned it on Blank. He's like, you should ask this, and you should ask this,
You like them when they hide first down markers. And
you love them when they steal their rock from a national park.
Oh, yeah, they stole their rock from a national park.
Return that stolen rock, thief.
Oh. Howard's rock is...
Yeah, Death Valley wants its rock back.
I mean, his goals down on Clemson is like, dude, they own your butt, as you like to say.
By the way, the guy who says I was at practice, there's a picture of him at practice yesterday.
Oh, wow. So he was telling the truth. So
how about that?
He says Reeves is the real deal. Okay. I hope you're correct, anonymous person. I hope he is the real deal. That'd be great. It'd be great for us.
Texas says, I'm going to take a little different take on Reeves. He actually played with my cousin at Simeon. Is that how you say it? In Chicago, and the stage won't be too big for him.
Okay.
He's definitely a factor. I like people clapping back at you.
Yeah, that's fine. I hope you're all right. I'm not sitting here rooting against the guy. I'm just lowering my expectations because of his past and where he came from.
There's lots of alcohol in the Bible, bitch.
Stop. I can't. I'm seeing
lots of
now. Now
Jesus turned water into wine. If Jesus did that, all right,
Serrano, let's not start a holy war. All right.
Wait a minute.
The Bible, what?
I think he meant to say
it's probably the Bible
Mitch.
Belt.
Mitch, yes. No, he's talking about Mitch Barnhart.
Oh, Mitch Barnhart.
He's saying if Jesus was at Kroger Field,
but
turned water into wine, Mitch Barnhart would kick him out.
Yeah, we know but, that. But I know. It was the beginning.
There's lots of alcohol in the Bible, bitch.
Stop. He didn't say Mitch. He didn't say
I
Mitch.
Catch it.
He called Mitch Barnhart the B word.
He said it right after the Bible.
I know.
Who cares about Mitch Barnhart?
But he had the Bible. The Bible B.
The Bible B.
What's the Bible B? Mark. Holy smokes! It's a haymaker. The Bible.
Exactly. That helps.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what we should do there.
I don't know what we do there.
Wow. Like, Mark. I know you hate Kentucky, but it's going a little too far.
You're too worried about the Kentucky side of this.
This is what I'm saying.
What was he trying to say? He was trying to say Mitch. No. He was trying to say Bible Belt.
I think that's what I said first.
He's trying to say Mitch.
No. Hang on. He was trying to say Bible Belt, but he was getting ready to give his take on Mitch Barnhart, and he just got it all interconnected.
And he came up with the Bible B.
Yeah.
He's not going to want it. He's going to scrub that sound tomorrow. Jack, you better be guarding the sound.
It's in my email also. Okay. Dropbox wasn't working.
We got it in 9 different emails.
Wow. He was on it today. I mean, Drew has to hear that and be like, no.
I don't think Drew caught it.
He didn't know it.
Jack didn't catch it. That's why I thought he played it. But we could see
in
Jack's
face. We were the first ones to catch it.
Yeah, we could see in Jack's face that wasn't what was registered.
No.
It was just the Mitch Barnhart would not want you
to. No alcohol, the same take over and over again. Then he gives, like, I give
water to wine.
Yeah, water to wine and everything. But instead, we get gold with Mark, you know, saying a blasphemous term.
Nobody trusts Greg Sankey. Stanky.
Stanky.
What's he going on in on Sankey for now?
Oh, yeah. What did Sankey do this time?
I don't even know what he did.
I think you're just talking about college football again. No, address Sankey.
Yeah, just crush Sankey. Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Sankey's making plenty of money.
Diener did explode on Mike at one point today.
All right, let's hear it. All right. Yeah, we might as well let's hear it. Texas says that's a one seed. Texas sound of the week. Texas, I'm listening all the way from Athens today. How about that?
Bro, how about
what
that?
Are you, Cooper Hassan? What's going on?
Athens, Greece or Athens, Georgia?
No, he says Greece.
Okay, well, Hello in Greece. Yeah,
I saw the replay. I've never seen that in my life.
I can't believe
he got it in the court.
I thought it was like a when I saw the replay. I thought he was like giving it to like the kid. You know,
that was his actual serve. That was just between his legs. Sorry, that was distracting. Never seen anything like that in my life.
You can serve it however you want to, right?
Uh-oh. Yeah, you can, Mark. I've watched tennis my whole life. I've never seen it. I know you're not impressed by this. You'd rather hear about Hayes Fawcett or some damn recruit who might commit 17 days from now. You know, I'm watching a world class Fortnite, and you give a damn about some offensive lineman who's going to commit. You know,
more about
48 days from now
than Cheerios. So whatever his name is, absolutely.
And Hayes Fawcett. Somebody go fix Hayes Fawcett. Get him a plumber. Get him out of here.
Hayes Fawcett. Hayes is Fawcett's Lincoln.
Yeah. I don't care.
No links.
I just saw something I've never seen in an actual sporting event, and you go all message board on me, and you're unimpressed by an actual human.
To the serve, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
My Madden Sanker information came before the Hayes Fawcett.
Yeah, Hayes Fawcett. Hayes Fawcett.
That's for sure.
Get him a plumber. Hayes Fawcett. It's leaking. It won't stop leaking. Places is going to melt. I mean, get Hayes Fawcett.
Turn into Bob.
The text line right now.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sure it's ugly.
Is there a law against making money as a high school senior in the state of Kentucky?
I don't know what the NIL laws are here.
So, I mean, I think you could do well.
Talk to King Andy. I don't know. Take it up with him.
King Andy?
Miss those days.
The monarchy.
Oh.
The monarchy. I do kind of miss those days as well.
I don't.
Just the content.
Talk to King Andy. I don't know. Take it up with him.
The content between Drew and Andy Beshear was great.
Beshear just lets you go. He's like, bleep it. Y'all just do whatever you want. Yeah, he said you guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah, he let everybody out of their house. We were out a long time before you all in Indiana. That's another discussion. But that's what happens.
You know that Kentucky doesn't have the same leniency as Southern Indiana. You guys know that.
Yeah.
Poor Jack Grossman wants to make a bet. He's got to drive over to Parlor Pizza and park in the parking lot. I mean, what are we doing?
Got to go to Hoopsters on 10th Street.
I should be live betting tennis right now.
Right now, Jack. You got Serena Williams playing.
We're in the fiefdom over here.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
Goodness. 437-9680. Paolo Del Piccolo will join us. We'll talk with him and Dan Issel takes a run at Strebel. We'll do that next on The Take.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Limp Bizkit breaks something country version. Done.
And James Strebel.
That's a great idea.
Jack,
that's
you don't know what that is. We need to have you watch that during the break, but if you don't mind, write that down.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
That's what I need.
Break stuff.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to break your bleeping face tonight. Give me something to break.
I got a chainsaw. I'll skin your bleep raw.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest lyrics ever written by a human being, by the way.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's a big night tonight, Reds and Cubs, Jack.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
If this were reversed, you'd have been in Cincinnati tonight, right?
Probably, yes.
A little trip up I-71.
Oh, I can see Jack taking
little
that
great
drive.
Great American Ballpark.
Get a hot dog, get a little something to drink.
Be good to go.
Enjoy his game.
Yeah, they're not back up there until August.
So you got to wait.
That's a weekend.
You'll be in the heat.
Yeah, then it's football time.
Well, yeah.
No offense, no one cares. Especially those two teams. We move them out of the way.
That's the thing, because I'm a little disappointed because the Cubs are supposed to open the season in Cincinnati, which would have been fun because that was before we knew the teams were terrible, even though we knew the teams were going to be terrible.
Yeah. There was not a moment where we didn't think they were going to be terrible.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. But then they normally have a series in, you know, the middle of June. And that's, you know, the one you go to because that's when you care about baseball.
Right.
But now they're only there in August and then October. There's no way I'm going in October.
Texas says, can we get an update on Strebel's boudoir photos?
Oh.
For people that don't know, I even tried to tell Biscuit this. Your wife signed you up, essentially, for a male photo shoot.
Yes.
A dad photo shoot.
Yes.
There's a guy who's trying to make his name's Keith. He's trying to make his business on taking pictures of dads. I don't know if that's the way I would be trying to do it, but that's his business and not mine.
Yes.
So what's the update on that? Do we have an update?
No updates. Once he gets his schedule, he's going to send me some dates for next week, and then we're going to coordinate after that.
Can we do the show from it?
Wait, so it's going to be next week?
Yes. That's the plan.
Where at?
I don't know yet. We got to hammer that out, too. He's going to give me some dates. We're going to talk about where we're going to do the shoot.
We need to have this guy on the air. I mean, I just hate to say it. Who's this Keith guy?
Keith.
Well, we need to find out.
Okay.
Jack, come on, what else are we going
to
do?
Yeah, I mean, I can reach out to him and see if he wants to come on the air.
I'm sure he'll love to do that.
Okay, I'll ask him. I'll text him.
I'm just interested in what his angle
is. Yeah.
What he's going to have you do.
Yeah.
If you're going to need...
I'll text him.
I mean, if there's going to be a makeup person or a wardrobe person.
Hopefully no wardrobe malfunctions.
Genuinely interested.
I'll text him.
If there's a malfunction.
Sure, I'll text him and say, hey, would you be willing to come on and if you
want
to
artful?
Promote his
We'll give you his name
business.
And everything. Yeah.
Say, hey, you want to come on in the air and discuss the photo shoot? Absolutely.
I think he'd do that. But it's going to be next week, right?
Yes, it's going to be next week. Yes, we had a conversation on the phone yesterday. He's like, let me get my schedule. I'll throw some dates out to you. We'll see what we can do. It's like, absolutely sounds good to me.
Well, look at that.
So there we go. Yeah. I'll text Keith after the show. See if he'd be interested in coming on. I'll let you know. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So that's the update. There's no update yet.
I mean, you got to give us an update here.
I don't have anything.
Well, I know.
Oh, yeah, but when I get one, I'll let you know.
We need to mine content from this.
Absolutely.
You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's why I brought it up.
We got to get content from this.
I figured you'd like it, so that's why I was like, well, yeah, I was like, I'll be doing this.
437-9680. Do we want to play? Let's see. It's 4:43. Do you want to play the Issel stuff in the 5 o'clock hour?
Yeah, I guess we'll push it off until then. I'm not looking forward to it, but you know, I know they're gonna run taken at me, so it is what it
is.
He also took a run at Diener and crushed Blank. So if that makes you feel better,
wow, he's just going to everybody.
It doesn't.
Must be having a bad day.
We give an L's down in any of the photos.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah, I can do an L's down. Oh, absolutely.
Issel also crushed Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
He crushed The Rock?
Yes.
What'd The Rock do?
You have to find out.
Oh, my gosh. He's crushing everybody. Something's going on with Dan.
We'll also
get
Penny Hardaway sound on Imani Bates. We can do that.
Oh,
ACC
yeah.
scheduling is still out there. There is a Gonzaga fan who went after BBN.
We can dive into
that. And Steve Rummage might be taking a trip, plus a horrifying text. We'll get to all of that coming up in the next hour. Paolo Del Piccolo will join us in a couple minutes. We talked about this during the break.
Yeah.
What does this show do if DJ Wagner goes to Trinity?
I mean, I think we got to crush him.
We need to look this up, Jack.
We got to crush him.
There might be a chance this school in Jersey's under investigation for something,
Camden?
By the way.
Uh-oh.
There might be something going on there.
Really?
Yeah, I need to do some investigating
now,
on
the
that.
Now, the coach went to the Knicks, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so the head coach, DJ Wagner, Aaron Bradshaw's head coach is now an employee of the Knicks.
Right, so the thinking is Bradshaw's going somewhere, too.
Oh,
going
high
somewhere
school,
else.
Like
yeah.
Somewhere like locally in high school. So the high school in Camden's in trouble. And, wow.
That's what I'm just...
I'm going to get out of here before the bleep hits the fan.
That's what everyone would do. I don't know what ultimately is going to happen because I don't know anything.
No, that's
about,
the first I've heard
about
of that.
About any of this.
I just thought World Wide West was a dope and I hired his buddy.
Well, he did. The Knicks are hired by friends. Yeah,
yes,
there's no doubt about it.
That's part of it, but I didn't know that there was another layer maybe. There's trouble coming
to
Camden.
What do we do? What do we do?
Well, I mean, we got.
I mean, you got Diener involved now.
Yeah. See,
Diener's involved. I don't like what's going on here.
I feel
but you're
like
a Catholic school guy. I'm not, and neither is Jack.
Yeah, I am. I do. I, you know, I'm a Catholic school guy. I'm employed by, you know, the Archdiocese. But at the same time, it's the like, is Trinity, is like, how much Louisville is Trinity? But you could make the argument
that it's fully Louisville.
It's fully Louisville.
That it's the most Louisville.
It was a pipeline for a while.
Yeah.
The Brahms, well, all went
influencers
through there.
In the community.
Yeah, Petrino's kids went through there.
Big money guys.
Absolutely.
Did Satterfield's kids, did one of them go to St. X?
I don't know.
That wrong?
I have no idea where
Satterfield. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where Satterfield's
kids went. It's a Christian academy. I think they went somewhere.
Maybe Christian Academy. Maybe
gotcha.
Christian was another high money school. But yeah, I think... part of me wants to crush it, but another part of me understands it because, oh, hell, David Johnson went to Trinity.
Oh, yeah.
That's another Trinity.
Ray Spalding.
Yeah, Ray Spalding went to Trinity.
Oh, yeah, we know the football stuff. The basketball programs have gotten a lot better.
It would actually follow the trajectory
of
Trinity to Louisville.
You don't want to be part of this.
Well, I don't want to back Trinity because I don't want to back Louisville. I mean, so I can't back them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't want to back Louisville.
So you're not afraid of not backing Trinity?
No, I'm not afraid of not backing Trinity.
Of going on this crusade with me and Jack and Mark Blankenbaker to put them somewhere else.
No,
maybe a little rummage?
Blake's fine wherever he goes.
Maybe a little rummage?
Oh, Blake and rummage will...
They'll be fine.
Trinity.
Okay.
Yes. As long as DJ Wagner's going to
Louisville. I don't think Blank will.
I do.
Rummage will. I think Rummage will.
For sure. Blankenbaker will. Yeah. I know he's a
I think Rummage will.
He's a male guy.
He's a male guy.
He's a male guy.
He's a male guy.
He is a male guy. But no, I think Blankenbaker is like, as long as DJ Wagner's in Louisville going to school, it'll be great. It'll be the greatest ever.
Paolo Del Piccolo joins us every Tuesday in the 4 o'clock hour. We may have beef with him on this Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
Paolo, good afternoon, sir. How are you? It's okay. Paolo, you
there
got us
is.
Now?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay.
Sorry, I was trying to figure...
No, you're good. What's up, man?
I was trying to figure out what we were beefing on.
Well, I mean, you scored a goal. We talked about...
congratulations.
We talked last week about you not scoring goals. And then you scored a goal, and then you didn't do any... Like, you didn't celebrate at all. And
I celebrated with my teammates.
We don't need that. It's not a team sport. It's an individual sport.
We need you sliding across the field.
We need you to slide. We need you to...
Gritty.
You need to do something. You didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You didn't even give a fist pump, did you?
Like the Tiger Woods fist pump.
You didn't even do that. At least I didn't see it on the TV coverage. They got to you a little late, I would say.
Yeah, I gave it a little fist pump.
Okay.
That's something.
It's something. It's not enough.
Yeah, you got to take your shirt off and throw it.
Yeah, the shirt's got to come off. There's got to be a slide.
Yeah.
There's got to be a rocking the baby. There's got to be a kissing of the wrist. There's got to be something
like a Stone Cold
here,
Steve Austin, like, you know, chug a beer on the field.
He doesn't know who that is.
You don't know?
I know Stone Cold. Okay.
Hell
Austin,
yeah, you do.
There
damn
we go.
Right. Austin 316.
I had you not knowing him. I had Paolo not knowing him. So winners over the weekend against Hartford. Back at it against Birmingham on Saturday. So you scored over the weekend. I don't know. Just you came in late. I think you scored in what? Like 5 minutes in? 3-4 minutes in after coming in. What did you guys do well on Saturday? And I don't know. Tell us what you saw when you scored on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a good game from us. I think we moved the ball well. We came out with good energy. We pressed pretty well, which is good. And then I think ultimately, you know, when you keep the ball as long as we did, especially in the first half and a afternoon game when it's so hot, like the other team's gonna wear it down. And I think that's what happened. And so by the time I came in and most of the second half, I thought, you know, they were tired and worn out from all the work we'd done in the first half. So we were able to capitalize.
What percentage do you know off the top of your head what percentage you guys held possession on Saturday? I'm just because you I mean obviously it was a big reason you guys won. I'm just interested.
I don't know that.
Okay.
That stat is a big stat and you could easily find out, but I
it's analytics
off the top of my head.
Are you an analytics guy or are you a gut guy? Do you go by analytics or do you go by gut?
Great question.
It's a great question.
Yeah. You know, the whole world's going analytics, but I'm old fashioned. I still My eyes.
There you go.
Tell the truth. The numbers don't.
I like that. Yes, I agree
we
with
know,
you.
Strieble, yes. We know you're not an analytics guy. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for explaining that to us. That's not shocking. Last time you played Birmingham, it was on the road, and it was 0-0. So what can you take from that game to Saturday? I mean, I would imagine there's something. And Saturday, I mean, listen, that should be a good crowd out there. With the holiday weekend and everything, should be some great weather. I would imagine Saturday you guys are going to be playing in front of, you know, 10, 12, 13, 14,000 people.
Gosh, I hope so. I mean, it is just a perfect evening for it. So, yeah, I mean, I can't wait. And Birmingham, they're a good team. The first time we played them, we got a red card in the first half. So I had to play most of the game man down. So,
oh, I remember that. That was actually
a good fight from the team. You know, that was one of the games I'm more proud of this year. Just to see it, you know, I know it's a 0-0 tie, which in this country is something you try to pretend never happened. But for us, I thought it was a really good fight. And so, you know, if we could just keep that same fight this weekend, it should be a good afternoon for us.
Because of people like James Strieble, you don't want to see it 0-0.
Right.
That's what he's trying to say there.
Yeah, like
that's
me, what Paulo,
that's,
yeah.
That's, yeah. Because every time you guys go 0-0, we badger Jason Entz.
Yes.
So just know that. Well, what are they good at? I mean, what kind of team are they? Because, again, this should be games coming up. We'll have it Saturday night on 680 1057. What do you know about them?
Yeah, I mean, well, I know that they're on a really good streak of games here. I think they haven't lost in 8, maybe. So they're on a really good run here. So they're obviously in form and have a good attack. Big center backs that are tough. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a really tough challenge for us. You know, last year we finished first, they finished second, mm-hmm. only because we beat them in the very last game of the season. So, not necessarily a rivalry, but it's a team that we're really familiar with and is constantly, you know, up at the top, and so a big game for us.
They've won 5 out of their last 6, and the other one was a tie against Vegas. That's what they've done. That's what they've done going all the way back to mid-May, about a month and change. So there you go. That's what they've done. Yeah. All right. Well, there we go. You guys are on ESPN.
Yeah.
Should be a big weekend coming up. Again, LouCity.com for all those tickets. You mentioned a red card. It wasn't you. Have you ever got – you've received a red card, right? When's the last time you received a red card? Can you even remember?
Gosh.
I don't see you getting mad and yelling, but you could always clip somebody on the field, obviously.
Right,
that would be a possibility.
Yeah. I don't remember my last red card, actually.
Okay.
I've gotten them before. In youth, I was pretty bad at getting them, but I don't know that I've gotten one since I turned pro.
Wow.
Here's Jason Entz's question.
Don't quote me on that. I'd have to check on
Yeah,
that.
I mean, I have no idea. You could, you know, you need to have more conviction.
Yeah.
All you need to say,
yeah.
Paulo, was,
never.
I haven't gotten no damn red card while I've
what
been a professional. We'd say, okay, I'm sorry.
We'd move on.
We believe everything that you said.
Yes.
Tactical question from Jason Entz. He says, okay. Birmingham drew LouCity 0-0. They've won 4 straight in USL and haven't conceded a goal in their last 3 matches. What makes them so tough to score on? So they'll ask you, what makes them so tough to score on? How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they, like I said, I think that their center backs are big and tough guys. And when you defend the box like that with big, tough guys, it's tough to score on. So,
are they goons?
For us, it's,
they're like goons, Rick Mahorn or something?
Yeah.
No. But I mean, a big guy like that, you can't float crosses into the box. They'll eat those up. You know, I mean, that kind of stuff is just makes it tough to score on. And if they put a priority on defending, then that's going to be always a big challenge.
Well, Paulo, we appreciate the time. Again, LouCity.com. Tickets are available. Get out there early. $2 beers until 7:30. A bunch of stuff for the kids to do. A great, great value. And it's supposed to be, I was going to check the weather here, even though these apps mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like 78 degrees. I mean, how about that?
A nice evening.
Yeah, that should be a nice little evening for the Strieble. So, Paulo, we'll talk next week. Thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, there we go.
I was sad that he didn't, like, celebrate. You know, do a cartwheel or something.
Some people are, you know, about the team.
Yeah, I guess
not
so.
Us.
Not us. No, I want to see, you know, rub it in their face. That's what I want to see. I want to see Paulo being mean out there. He's nice.
Listen, I'm with you.
He's a nice guy. He's very nice. But
I'm with you.
Little bad boy out there, Paulo.
Little bad boy.
Bad boy.
Jack, I meant to play this. Do we have the call from one Jeff Milby? Did you ever get that? If not, not a big deal. Okay, well, there we go. Good thing I didn't go. You know what? I should have went to that in the middle of the interview.
Yeah.
That would have created some content for us.
We'd have seen Jack panic.
That's too bad I didn't do that. Well, Jack's actually, he's too nice to say it, but he's, you know, the guy running the game, Spencer,
yeah,
could also cut the sound for Jack.
Well, good point. Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
There were two goals that night.
Yes. And he got one of them.
Yeah.
That wasn't Paulo.
Yeah. Yes.
Spencer, what are you doing?
There were two goals.
Yeah.
He cut one, and he cut the one that wasn't
of the guy who comes on every single Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever day it may be.
Yeah.
Bad job by Spencer. How about that?
So I think Jack just protested.
He did.
He's a protester.
He's like, I'm not going to do that.
He's not a looter.
No, he's a protester. Yeah, there's a difference.
That's his right to protest.
Yeah, he can do that.
It's a peaceful protest.
Yeah, if he wants to go out there peacefully protest on Cardinal Boulevard,
I'm not a mob. I'm just peaceful protesting.
A little peaceful protest on a Tuesday.
He's not Antifa. He's just Jack.
He's not Antifa.
Right.
Jack doesn't move fast enough, quick enough,
for Antifa.
Well, don't you have to move quick, Antifa?
If you're going to be running and stuff, what are you talking about? Have you seen some of these Antifa people?
Yeah, I think they're like
they're, some of them are bigger.
Are they really?
Yes. I did have an infield single in softball last night.
Here's how bad their softball team is.
Okay.
They hurt Jamie Valvano.
They hurt Jamie?
He popped his hammy.
Yeah.
What?
He popped his hammy.
Jamie, for playing for the gas bags?
Well, that's how toxic they are. Did they pop Jamie Valvano's hammy?
He's an Adonis, and y'all ruined his body?
Exactly.
To play for this terrible softball team?
It's Jamie's fault. I mean, it's Jamie's fault.
It's everybody's fault. Everyone involved should be blamed.
Yeah.
And Jamie should have said no.
You know who's happy about it?
Nick?
Yeah. He's like, I'm still on the team. Hey, guys.
You know who was crushed about it? Biscuit.
Biscuit was upset about it?
He's like, we're finally rounding into shape, rounding into form.
We blew a 92 lead last week.
He's like, we're finally becoming a team. He's like, Jamie was adjusting to shortstop. I'm looking at him like, huh?
Like, Jamie's the best player of your team. He didn't have to adjust. Like, he plays.
I don't know if he's the best. I don't know.
Is he the best?
Oh, absolutely. But here's the thing. So one of the teams we played last night was the first team that we ever played. And the one that beat us like 28-1.
Yeah.
So there you go. It was much better, right?
What was it? I think it was 15-11 was the final.
Oh, well, wow. That's close. That is close. Yeah. Biscuit's right.
We're still losing every week.
Right.
It's not the same type of embarrassment as it used to be.
It's not hopeless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it was hopeless.
Poor Jamie. So what happened? He was running to first, and he fell on the ground like he got shot in the leg, or what happened?
He was fielding a ground ball and was spinning to plant and throw to first, and as he planted, it just shot it. Yeah, it felt like someone shot his leg.
Oh,
Here's the problem with this.
Ooh. It's sad and funny at the same time, but I don't want to react and laugh at it because he's injured.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
we know him. But you guys cursed him. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's what I'm looking at saying, of course you injured the Adonis.
Yes.
Only one group could bring him down.
The gas bags. You all ruined Jamie Valvano. The one in eight gas bags.
Oh.
Was Rummage there?
No, because he hurt his hand.
He hurt his hand.
But he just hurt it in general.
He's
playing kickball with us tonight, though.
Y'all falling apart. He's playing kickball?
Yeah.
How's he going to catch a fly ball?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how's he going to throw somebody out?
I don't know.
Was he going to be the designated kicker?
Probably.
I'm playing tonight.
My buddy Booney, you know Booney, don't
you? Yeah, I know Booney.
He says, I'll volunteer my services for the softball team. No,
you don't
want to
do it, Booney.
No, you won't.
You don't want to do it.
You're an old man. You're an old hairy man. You're going to get injured. If this Adonis if this Adonis is injured, what do you think is going to happen to you?
That's a moment in life. Like,
plus, they're all Louisville fans. No one wants to talk to you.
Well, maybe
you're a blue belly.
Big Blue Drew played.
Oh,
Big Blue Drew played.
Yeah. Oh, he must have nothing to do.
What's he
got? Getting away from his family.
Is he going to have twins on the way?
He had a home run in his first at bat with us.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty good.
And twins.
Yeah, like his wife's pregnant with twins, I believe. Yeah,
I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You almost fainted when that happened.
I did. I almost fainted. The doctor was like, do you need to get...
Of course, they announced, Jack.
On the Kentucky Dad.
They announced twins are coming to the Streebles, and Big Rig made it about him that he was going to faint.
No,
Like he was going to carry the children.
No, I was holding Kel at the time when we heard the news. And I got pale. Like, it was one of those moments where it's like, oh, bleep, what are we going to do? That's a lot. And then we were leaving. My wife's doctor is by a Hooters. It's on Dutchman's Lane. Like, the medical, like, there's no, like, multiple medical complexes there.
Jack, you got to save that and, right there. The text line is getting ready to come over the hill.
Dutchman's Lane is a Norton complex. So don't, but it's not some hillbilly doctor, okay? There's multiple buildings, medical buildings, hospitals over there. So pipe down, text line. But we were leaving, and she was like, do you need to stop in and get a drink? Are you going to be okay?
Oh, Lord.
And I was like, yeah, I'm
fine,
honey.
Did she drive home?
Yeah, because I was at work. I was at school. Her doctor's appointment was like in the middle of the day.
Gotcha.
And we just thought we were just going to hear the heartbeat. And do the first sonogram.
Little heartbeat.
And, yeah, little heartbeat. And the doctor was like looking at it. And my wife's face like dropped. Because she can read ultrasounds because she's a nurse.
She knows.
She knew. Like,
the doctor and her were in cahoots.
Yeah, because
at this point, there's a time where you have no idea. You're just looking at everyone looking scared.
He turns and looks at me. He goes, oh, he's like, do you see that? Do you see this? Like, no, I don't see anything.
No, I don't read sonograms.
I was like, I don't understand what that is. I see a blob. That's what I see. And he's like, well, he's like, here's one baby, and then there's the other. And I was like, huh?
Huh?
He's like, there's two. He's like, that's baby A, that's baby B. And that's when I was like, oh, bleep.
That's nice bedside manner, baby A and baby B.
Well, that's how they label them.
Out here and go to Hooters.
Yeah, we didn't have names for them. So that's
go
how they,
to Hooters.
It was A and B. Yeah, baby A, baby B.
Jack, you want to take like a 2-minute break here?
Yeah.
Like a 2-minute break.
Yeah.
5 o'clock hour. Issel takes a run at Streebel. ACC talk. Top 10 Tuesday. One more hour to go on a Tuesday.